Why does this room look amazing? What'd you change?
Oh, I just got these custom shades from Blinds.com. It's all online, so it's really easy. Great price, too.
Ugh, I remember shopping for Blinds. I waited around all day just to get a quote.
Hi, sorry I'm late. I know you said just the bedroom, but what do you feel about this?
I feel like I had to say yes, just to get rid of her.
All right, just go ahead and sign here and we'll get everything taken
care of. It took forever. And the worst part, hidden fees. How about you?
I chatted with my Blinds.com design consultant on my time, got free samples, and it was all super high quality at a great price. Plus, they make it easy to DIY or add installation like I did.
Blinds.com sounds way better.
Way better. And everything comes with their 100% satisfaction guarantee. Plus, check this out. I can control them from my phone.
Whoa, magic.
Shop Blinds.com for up to 50% off site-wide and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
Is Build With the Third talking about getting fans back in the seats next year?
Yeah, we're working on our game plan. We're doing a lot of work, looking at ways to improve and freshen up the game day experience for our fans. We'll see some new things next year in that regard.
I would say improving the game day experience would mean winning more games and competing here in the month of October. But let's get the take of Scott Warman, Bally Sports Midwest studio host, who was dialed into all of this earlier today, joins us this afternoon. Scotty, how are you this afternoon? Happy Monday.
Doing well, my friend. Yeah, you too. Doing well, my friend. How are you?
So I'm good. Maybe just before we get too into any questions or anything, just lay out what you heard today for the audience that really didn't hear the whole thing. I played a couple of sound bites and summarized a little bit. But what was the overriding message here?
I think the overriding message was, is this organization, as crazy as it may sound, because we know that over these decades that a lot of us have been Cardinal fans, have always had one of the best, you know, farm systems, and that's what's made them successful for, you know, decades for the most part, and the Cardinals have fallen behind. And that was the message, not only by chairman of the board, Bill DeWitt Jr., but also John Mozeliak, but Chaim Bloom, who will actually take over the president of baseball operations after this upcoming season in 2025. And so Chaim came in. He's been with the Boston Red Sox most recently, but it was with the Tampa Rays organization for a number of years. And you think about a small market team that doesn't have the big budgets like the Red Sox or the Yankees, Dodgers, etc. And you think about their success that they have had with the development and their farm system. And Chaim Bloom was right in the middle of that. And the Cardinals, when they brought in a guy like Chaim this past January, was a part of his consulting was to just look over the whole operation, but specifically the development of this team. And so I think we're going to see overall changes. And that was what was mentioned several times during the nearly 30-minute press conference that they had over at Busch Stadium today. Now, what are those changes? Well, you know, I think from a standpoint of scouting and development, the Cardinals have fallen behind the amount of staffing that they have compared to most teams in Major League Baseball. I don't think they've put in as much money and finances that they have had in years past because they've utilized that part of that money more to the major league side and signing players and what have you. And I think it goes, you know, not only hiring more people, scouts, coaches, what have you, former players to develop teams, but also my understanding, Mark, is the fact that this team has actually fallen behind with, you know, as we know, a lot of analytics are part of the game, but some of the systems that the Cardinals utilize are behind, you know, some of the other major league teams. So this is pretty much where, you know, they're going to start. And they said not only a change, but this isn't going to be an overnight situation. I think they're telling the fans to be a little bit patient as far as that is concerned.
You did hear that quite a bit today. You know, this is going to take time. And I'm sure you read, and I read from some of the Katie Wu story that was in The Athletic the other day, because it was pretty damning. And I want to go to that issue that you just kind of mentioned about staffing. And she put some numbers out there. That was rather shocking when you saw how the Brewers or even some teams outside of the division handle some of the staffing when it comes to player development. We were way down in the numbers, like maybe half as big as some of these other teams, which I think that was surprising.
It was. And it's something Brad Thompson and I, we were in the studio. Our own Jim Hayes was over at Busch Stadium, and we kind of discussed that, is the fact that, again, just kind of like you and I are just talking at the top, you think about the Cardinals, they're always being considered one of the top farm systems for many, many years. Now, MLB rates these farm systems, and right now the Cardinals are like 19, 20, something like that. But, you know, for the Cardinals, that's very, very unusual. Granted, you can sit there and say, you can argue, and so, hey, you know, before the last couple of years, they've always picked high, what have you, but that hasn't stopped the Cardinals in years past from picking high and still developing players that evolve into great players, whether they're with the organization or wind up moving on. And I think that was something else that was addressed by the media when they got involved in the press conference, was like, look, you see some of these players that wind up going to other teams and they wind up evolving instead of not having the success here in St. Louis. And, you know, the Cardinals admitted there that was something that was a part of this new change, if you will, to make sure that, you know, you don't have that type of situation where you have a Randy Orosarena who gets dealt and all of a sudden he thrives with the Tampa Rays and you don't have that. So definitely a change in the development, definitely a change in the guard, the face of the franchise. Because let's face it, John Mozeliak has been the face of the franchise ever since Walt Jocketty stepped down as GM back in 2007, 2008.
So he joked a little bit today, just mentioned the people in the room saying, well, you guys aren't going to be very happy with this, but here's what we're doing. And I heard a couple of different references to that. You have a morning, maybe it was yesterday morning, but certainly one of the last couple of mornings, Ben Hockman from the Post-Dispatch wrote a column encouraging the Cardinals to let Mo go. So he's keenly aware of where a lot of the media might be and the fans as well. He's going to kind of play out the contract and do this transition right now. I don't know that the term rebuild was used, but isn't this kind of a rebuild at this point?
Jim Hayes actually posed that question, and it wasn't a rebuild. It was more of a reset is how the term was used.
I got
you. We're not using rebuild, we're using reset. But, as Jimmy got done talking to Mo, during our coverage of after the press conference, is I kind of look at it and think about it. If you're more outside of just a Cardinal fan, you know, just down the street, Doug Armstrong is eventually, you know, reining in his duties, and Alexander Steen, as we found out this summer, former Blues player, won a Stanley Cup, is going to wind up taking over the GM duties. So I kind of look at it sort of from that aspect. Is here you have a guy in Heim Bloom who's now going to have a year to try to redevelop what's going on down in the minor leagues and the development part of the organization, while learning the X's and O's, if you will, from what the Cardinals do from major league process. I think there are some similarities, and when, you know, Mo said there's not a rebuild, there's a reset. Well, that's the same thing and the same messaging, basically, that Doug Armstrong said. Look, we're trying to reset and retool this team where he wants a quick transition. He doesn't want to go through, you know, 10 years like the Detroit Tigers before you get back into the playoffs. Doug Armstrong's trying to do that with the Blues, where you get back in the playoffs, you hire or you draft great players and you develop them, and then you have a really good hockey team. And that's what the Cardinals are trying to do. And I think ultimately you go eight blocks down the street and you kind of have pretty much a similar situation as far as I see it.
Yeah, Scott Warman is here from Bally Sports Midwest. So I love the optimistic fans like Robert, who tweeted this at me. I have to say I like improvements with the Cardinals. From last to tied for second with one of the worst records to four games over 500. That's all true. Now it's up to management to improve pitching and continue to build better. I think most of the fan base is going to be kind of angry here, but anger is sort of natural, and that doesn't necessarily mean, even if you make some heads roll, that you're going to have a better, more competitive team into the future. But I suppose the question would be, look, this team, and they said they're going to lower payroll, right? I mean, you're going to have, no matter what happens, a dramatically different lineup next year, won't you?
Absolutely. Well, I think it depends. You know, I don't even think they know specifically where that's going to go. Now, it looks like guys like Lance Lynn and Kyle Gibson, and I thought Gibson was tremendous this year, won't be asked back. So there's some veterans there. Michael Grieve had another terrific pitching performance. So maybe he's going to be a young guy that sticks with the rotation next year. But as far as the everyday lineup is concerned, is Goldie coming back? It sounds like, from what Bob Nightingale reported and other people are saying that I've talked to specifically, it doesn't look like Goldie will more than likely come back. But then you pose the question, what about Nolan Arenado? Mm-hmm. But he's got a no-trade clause. So you got some of these guys that maybe want to try to trade to look to the future. And, Mark, you you got to get a no trade clause. It has to be okay by a player. You can't trade XYZ player to Toronto without their okay. If they don't want to go to Toronto, you can't trade them. So I think that's an interesting dynamic. Do I think there'll be changes? Yeah. Do I think there'll be dramatic changes within the lineup? I wouldn't think that much of a dramatic change. I still think, and you can call me a homer, that's fine, but I still think when you have guys like Jordan Walker and Nolan Gorman specifically, if you can get them to reach their potential, which I still believe they're young enough that they have the potential, if they're given the right development that we're talking about, I think you potentially have something there that's, you know, could be a force in the middle of the lineup. But again, we're talking about young guys, and they still have an opportunity to develop, and hopefully they turn out to meet, you know, their potential. But again, we've seen this before where that hasn't transpired. And I do think that you look at the development that, like a Mason Wynn. I think Mason Wynn has just been an incredible story with this ball club, Mark, just for the simple fact
absolutely
that all I ever heard from about him when he was coming through the ranks, defense, defense, defense. Well, this kid was tremendous. Jose Ramirez was the only batter in all of Major League Baseball that was a better two-strike hitter than this 22-year-old rookie. Two strikes, which is unusual for almost anybody. So I think there was some development by some players, but – you know, key players, and especially pitching is something I think goes a long way. And I'll wrap it up by this. You go back to the early 2010s when the Cardinals were in the playoffs, but you look at all that pitching that this team had, Shelby Miller, Carlos Martinez, Trevor Rosenthal, Lance Lynn, Joe Kelly, go right on down the line, Waka. They had so much talent there, so much depth of talent, and pitching is the great equalizer. You go even to the late 2010s, you had Alex Reyes, who unfortunately had so many injuries, great kid. You had Sandy Alcantara, you had Jack Flaherty, you had Brian Helsley, you had Jordan Hicks, so many players. And I don't think we see, with a couple of exceptions, that depth from a pitching standpoint that the Cardinals have had over these many years. And again, to me, and I've learned this, you know, working with so many of these different guys who play the game, pitching is the great equalizer. It's like we say in hockey, goaltending is the great equalizer. A goaltender can carry you to a Stanley Cup playoffs. Well, pitching can do the same thing in Major League Baseball. Yeah. And I just don't think that the pitching from a farm system standpoint, or much less the big leagues, has lived up to what we've seen over the years past.
Absolutely. A couple of things before I let you go. One, I just thought this was an interesting side note. I've always been a big fan of his, and you know, maybe the Cardinals do something like this in the future, but the Giants hired Buster Posey as their mm-hmm. president of baseball relations. I thought that was interesting. And then, can you explain, because the Mets and the Braves are playing right now, they just wrapped the first game of a doubleheader. The Mets won 8-7, kind of a thriller there, but there are still playoff implications right now, today, right, Scott?
Absolutely. So if the Mets win game two, the Diamondbacks are in and the Braves are out. But if the Braves win this second game of the doubleheader, then they're in and the Diamondbacks are out.
So I kind of like that. Some fun excitement.
The Braves
here
are kind of in a must-win situation. They had, when I left the house to go downtown, they were up 3-0. All of a sudden they're like, oh no, here comes the Mets. They're up like 6-3 or something. Like what? What's going on? That was during the press conference, so we obviously didn't get to watch it. But, yeah, and that's the Mets playing down in Atlanta. So credit to the Mets. They've at least wrapped up a playoff spot with that Game 1 victory.
You know, it's easy for me to say this right now because I have no memory and I can't even tell you what the last couple of years felt like. Maybe last year would be the best comparison. But I will say this. I don't remember a time when I had less interest in baseball in the month of September. I sort of gave up just because the Cardinals didn't seem like they were going anywhere. And I really have not paid close attention to Major League Baseball, which is a little unusual for me because I'm such a big fan. I hope to get kind of pulled back in with the playoffs because I am a fan. But this, I think a lot of fans can relate right now because you get so down and there's no fun factor mm-hmm. and then you kind of sure. turn away from it, right? It's human
absolutely.
Nature.
For sure. Absolutely. When your own team is not in it, obviously the consistency of winning in this organization has been around for, you know, so many years. And so, yeah, that has it. In fact, we were talking during one of the breaks, Brad and I, and I said, look, I think the Detroit Tigers is just an incredible story. You know, this is the first time they're going to be in the playoffs in 10 years. They had the former Cardinal Jack Flaherty, who was pitching well, and they decided to be sellers, and they trade Jack Flaherty to Los Angeles to go back to his hometown, thinking they're not going to make the playoffs. And then all of a sudden they reel off like 30-some-odd wins in the last 40-some-odd games, and they're sitting there in the playoffs. I think that's a great story. I actually think the Royals is a great story as well. If you're even a casual baseball fan, check out the Royals. Bobby Witt is one of the most amazing five-tool players you'll see. There's other great kids out there that are playing that we see. You know, obviously Shohei is on the top of the list, Aaron Judge. But this Bobby Wood Jr., he's right there with those great players, man. He is really, really fun to watch. I'm actually looking forward to playoffs.
The Royals are kind of stumbling in, though, aren't they? They lost a few in the last week.
Yeah. They almost...
Oh, such a clutch off-season pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
And a minimal salary cap hit. Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 50% off site-wide and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 50% off site-wide at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
They almost dropped the ball. In fact, the Minnesota Twins were the one that actually dropped the ball. But Detroit made that great surge in the last month and a half to get into the playoffs. But they still, Royals are a really good, solid team. They're kind of like their team that won the World Series back in, 2015. Do a lot of pitching and a lot of defense. They steal a lot of bases, and then they set things up for Bobby Witt.
Yeah, right.
Absolutely crushes the baseball.
Except what I'm hearing here is the Royals are having more postseason success than the Cardinals, and that is not something that I want to be reminded of.
Exactly right.
Yeah. Thank you, Scott. I appreciate it. We'll talk soon.
All right, buddy.
We'll see you.
Oh, such a clutch off-season pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
And a minimal salary cap hit. Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 50% off site-wide and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 50% off site-wide at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.